let's bring up our next two victims, I mean contestants. We have Dan Morin and Alexander Yellen. Dan, now, you referred yourself as a veritable IMDb.
I don't refer to myself. I have been referred to as. I want to make that clear going in, because I'm very possible I will just...
It just says
myself.
It on your business card?
Yeah,
I get
exactly.
It. And you're the child, this is so fascinating to me, of librarians. I just picture your house every day, just a lot of people turning to each other going, shh.
Yeah. It's a lot like being raised by wolves, only there is more shuffling.
Happy to have you. And Alexander, you're a jazz composer, arranger, and pianist.
That's what my business card says.
Okay, and what's your favorite piece of work?
That I've written or that someone else has
written? Let's start with you.
I'm a big fan of, I did a big band arrangement of Rainbow Connection once. How can you not love Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, Noah, what are we playing?
This game is called Time to Turn Off the TV, and the rules are simple. I'm going to describe the triumphant final episode of a classic TV series. You just need to name the series. Shouldn't be too difficult if you grew up watching TV. Dan, lucky for you, IMDb has television shows on it as well. And Alexander, lucky for you that The Muppets had a TV show for many years. If you need a hint, we will also give you the year that that triumphant final episode first aired. The contestant who gets the most right moves on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Despite the birth of twins and a declaration of true love, it ends with yet another trip to the coffee shop. Yes, Dan.
Friends?
Friends is correct.
I know, the most unbelievable thing about that whole series was that a paleontologist had a job.
Yes, absolutely. And that a waitress lived in an 800-square-foot apartment in the village.
That I believed.
Sunnydale is destroyed as the Hellmouth collapses. Why did anyone live in that town anyway? Yes, Dan.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I know the second I said Sunnydale, 1,000 people listening at home screamed, Buffy! 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 The war and the show finally ends after 11 years, 8 years longer than in real life. Yes, Dan.
MASH.
MASH is right. Dan. The main character gets back together with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, whose name is finally revealed to be, wait for it, John. Yes, Alexander.
Sex in the City?
Sex in the City is right.
I'm ashamed.
You should not be ashamed. It means you have a girlfriend or some woman that loves you.
Yes.
Yes.
Good to know. All right, new station management fires everyone except for the most obnoxious character, and they all share in a group hug. Yes, Dan.
Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Mary Tyler Moore Show. The entire 8-year series turns out to be a dream of the star's character from a previous sitcom. Yes, Alexander.
Newhart?
Newhart is right. And finally, Matt Santos is sworn into office. Yes, Dan.
The West Wing.
The West Wing is correct. Well, it looks like pretty handily, Dan is our winner.
Ah, congratulations, Dan. You'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Thank you to both our contestants once again. Are you exhausted right now from shouting answers at your radio? Well, then we want to meet you. To be a contestant on a future show, reach us on Twitter or Facebook at NPR Ask Me Another, or you can send us an old-fashioned email at askmeanother@npr.org. In exchange, we'll send you a little quiz and see if you have what it takes to make it to our Ask Me One More final rounds.